p.m. on Thursday, December 13th. Roll call, Tina.
Chris.
Here.
Paul.
Yes.
Carol.
Yes.
Warren.
Yes.
Josie.
Yes.
Ingrid.
Here.
Brenda had an emergency, so she won't be present. Angela.
Here.
Logan.
Here.
Justine.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Yes, we do.
Adoption of the agenda. Is there any changes, additions, corrections to the agenda, Paul?
Mr. Mayor, I move we adopt the agenda in the book with the addition of a new item under 10. The third item would be a fish work group discussion.
Okay.
Second.
Any objections to that? Hearing none. Got it. Anything else on the agenda? If not, we need a motion to adopt the agenda as...
That was
that was what you did?
Ingrid seconded.
I've been too long in this.
Ingrid,
should we call this off for a week? Okay, so no, and I already did the no objection. Okay. Does anyone feel like they have a conflict with any of the agenda items for this meeting?
I do. Josephine?
Josephine, what do you have?
I am an employee of Maritime Helicopters, so I don't know if I should chime in on that. I'm a ticket agent.
I don't see that as a problem. You're not, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I don't think that affects your, it's not a monetary gain or distraction to you, so you can vote.
Thank you.
Anyone else? I'll write you down. Okay. All right, so minutes of the November 8th. 2018.
Nope.
What?
Roll call.
Public
comment.
How did I miss that? See, I said we need to put this off. Okay, I've been corrected. Community roll call. Tina.
Sandpoint, are you online?
On the radio.
Oh, Sandpoint.
False pass. False pass. King Cove.
Just me, Tina. Roxanne.
Accutan. Nelson Lagoon. Obey?
Well, and they haven't even started yet. Are they, I mean, the other thing is, no,
ask who it is.
Excuse me, I'm hearing voices in the background. Is that from one of the communities?
Have you had this problem long?
Oh, there is people talking.
We don't hear anything.
They were sending somebody out real quick.
And they're messing me with me now. Anchorage.
We have Jordan Keeler, Gary Hennig, Laura Tanis, Eric Volk, Charlotte Levy, Mary Pesci, Ernie Weiss, myself, and the assembly.
Strange. I know there was four signed on, but...
The office was counted. So there was three and only one responded.
We
Yeah. Okay.
I just did that. It'll seem crazy.
Yeah,
stop talking.
So, False Pass, are you on here?
City of False Pass, are you online?
Hello.
Okay. Speak up again. If they're there.
Okay, stop it.
On the phone.
Okay. Anyway, we have a quorum. We,
Mayor, before we move on, I want to take my borough hat off and everybody, it's Alvin's birthday today. Happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Alvin. Happy birthday to you.
Back there for him. So, all right,
I'm done.
Okay, thank you, everyone. That was a motion that died for lack of time. Okay, any public comments on agenda items? No? Okay. Okay, now we're down to item number 4. Minutes of the November 8th. 2018 meeting. We need a motion.
I make a motion.
Okay, motion by Chris. Second by Josie. Any additions, corrections to the minutes? Hearing none. If there's no objections, the minutes will stand as written. Financial report. We need a motion to adopt financial report.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Carol, second by Ingrid. This is, do you want, Roxanne, do you want to make comments on the financial report, please?
Okay, the November financial report in front of you is, has nothing out of the ordinary. It's running at the percentage of 40 to 50%.
Okay. Anne, do you have anything to add to it?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
Okay, any questions on Paul?
Last month I inquired briefly about how billing was going on the helicopter operator. I think Mary gave a quick update. Were there anything different this year than, I mean, this month than last month?
I haven't checked, but I can check after the meeting and send that out to you somewhere.
Sure. That'd be great.
Josie's been flying in and out quite a bit.
Yeah.
So probably up. Okay, any other questions on the financial report? Hearing none. Call the question.
Josie.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Warren.
Yes.
Chris.
Yes.
Carol.
Yes.
Ingrid.
Yes.
Logan.
Yes.
Angela.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. The October investment report is here filed. No action needs to be taken. Does anybody have any comments on it? Question? Paul?
Our investment advisors gave a report to the workshop, and they indicated there's a couple changes in that, in the equities they're suggesting, and I assume we're going to have that on our agenda the next meeting or two. Seems like that's
the
consensus.
Okay. Well, noted. Yeah. Any other comments on these? Okay. Seeing none, it's there for your reading information. I need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Second by Warren. Annie, would you go through the consent agenda?
Yes, sir.
Mayor Osterbeck and Assembly, before you are two resolutions on the consent agenda, Resolution 1928 and 1929, that are in regards to the FY19 CARES Fisheries Business Tax Program for FMA 2 and FMA 3. The state of Alaska levies taxes on fishery resources processed or exported from Alaska. The state allocates a share of state fish tax collected outside the municipal boundaries with the communities affected by the fishing industry activities. The municipalities in the borough's fishery management area agreed to an alternative method for allocation since the inception of the program. So these two resolutions outline those this alternative method. So 1928 is a resolution adopting an alternative method for the shared fisheries business tax allocation for FMA 2. All the municipalities within FMA 2 west of Unimac receive an equal share of 60% of the program receipts. The eligible cities will share the remaining 40% of the funding allocation on a per capita basis. The FY19 program allocation to the borough should be $165,894.36. Resolution 1929 is a resolution adopting an alternative method for the shared fishery business tax allocation for FMA 3. All the municipalities within FMA 3 east of Unimac will share equally 40%. The remaining 60% will be divided among the eligible cities based on a per capita basis. The FY19 program allocation to the borough should be $3,755.86.
Thank you. Any discussion on consent agenda? Call a question on the motion.
Carol.
Yes.
Warren.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Josie.
Yes.
Chris.
Yes.
Ingrid.
Yes.
Angela.
Yes.
Logan.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. We have no ordinances before us today, so the next item is we need a motion to approve Resolution 19-30.
Move it up. Resolution 1930 to negotiate with the helicopter.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay. Second by Warren.
Annie? Yes, Mayor Osterbeck. Assembly, before you, Resolution 1930 authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute a two-year helicopter services agreement with Maritime Helicopters, Inc. to provide helicopter services in the Actan Airport on Akoon Island and the community of Actan, and committing the borough to pay Maritime an amount not to exceed $900,000 per year for these services. So we discussed this at the work session, but a quick summary. The borough entered into a co-sponsorship agreement with the city of Akutan and the state of Alaska to provide transportation services for 20 years between the airport on Akoon and the community on Akutan Island. We're in our fifth year out of the 20. We have 15 to go. And we first started with a hovercraft, which proved to be unsustainable and extremely expensive. We're now doing a helicopter. And then the end goal eventually would be a traditional dock and bait breakwater on a coon. Currently, we're under contract with Maritime to helicopters to provide that service. It's costing us approximately $1.5 million per year to do this. We've tried to find different ways to decrease our costs, and one was to work with the U.S. Department of Transportation with the EAS service, and which is the Essential Air Service, and USDOT has agreed to cover 50% of the helicopter expenditures for under their EAS program, and in turn, the borough would be responsible for paying the remaining 50% of the EAS costs for doing reducing the borough's subsidy cost significantly. The borough is anticipating to pay $846,000, roughly, to Maritime for year one and $874,000 to Maritime for year two. In turn, the borough will be providing the following services to Maritime throughout the life of the operation. We'll be providing skiff charter services, which we're currently doing now. We'll be charging a hangar fee and also maintaining the helicopter fuel operation that we do that we currently do, and in turn we'll charge Maritime for these services. So we anticipate billing them $362,250 for the first year and $410,299 for the second year. So the overall subsidy, when you take the 800 and some we owe minus what we'll bill for, The first year, we would pay approximately $484,000, and the second year, $461,000. And the other part of this is there is a draft helicopter agreement that would go for Maritime that outlines our commitment for the next 2 years to pay the 50% and also outlines the other responsibilities I just mentioned.
Okay, thank you. Discussion on them.
During the workshop, Mr. Mayor, Andy gave a brief, there was a brief discussion of the EAS and that process. I think there was anticipation of approval on January 1st, but I know everybody would appreciate just a quick email, anything that comes along. The EAS, just anything new.
Okay, any others? Hearing none, question on the motion?
Ingrid?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Chelsea?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Before us, we have Resolution 1931, the approval of the Alaska State Land Survey. We need a motion and a second.
I make a motion.
Okay, so we have a motion by Chris, second by Josie, and this one, before we have discussion, Ernie, you want to?
Sure, Mr. Mayor, in your package you have the agenda statement and resolution. In 2016, the Assembly brought back a project to start surveying our municipal entitlement selections. We have about 8,000 municipal entitlement land selections, of which about 450 were conveyed. So the rest of them have been approved, and yet not. They need to be surveyed in order to lead to conveyance. And so that's the project. And we started with Fort Moeller lands, about 1,300 acres. So in 2017, McClintock and Associate land surveys went out there and through a process of back and forth with the state. And then in September, the Assembly, acting as the platting board, approved it, went back to the state. They asked for some minor correct administrative revisions. Those have been made. Now we have in this office for about the past week the final, which is very similar to what was sent out in September to all the communities. And it needs your final approval. Then the mayor and the administrator will sign it. It's already been signed by the surveyor, and then the state will have that final signature. So this resolution will approve it, and the mayor and the administrator will sign it. We'll ship it off.
Okay. Thank you, Ernie. Questions for Ernie? All?
John, fine. We're just cleaning up the paperwork on this item. And however, there were three little chunks of land, privately owned land, that's probably the water supply for Fort Moeller. But it'd be nice to follow up with Peter Pan and find out for sure if they're using them or the status of kind of sit right out in the middle of that chunk. And it sure looks, they're on a creek, so it sure looks like water supply that they use. And it'd be just nice to know they're kind of around our land. So.
Yeah, the ones, those homestead, they're about 100-year-old. Pieces of property. One, at least one, is from the Pacific American Fisheries, and then there was another company that the name escapes me. But when I look them up, they're very old. They're on the water.
Right. It has nothing to do with this action, but it would be good to know.
They're not part of our property.
Okay. I was up there years ago. They used to get water from up by PLL. They still do it. Okay. Any other discussion on this resolution? Hearing none, call a question, please.
Warren?
Yes.
Ingrid?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Chelsea?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Before us, we don't have any old business. So, first one under new business, strategic plan quarter three update. Annie, anything about this?
Mayor Osterbeck and Assembly, as you know, we're in our first year strategic planning. Every quarter, I'd like to bring before the Assembly where we are and an update. So Without going into this too detail, since we had 2 days of planning sessions, things, and a lot of this was discussed already, in here is every item on there, on the current board, what's been moved, what's been completed, what's been removed, and why, and then some of these projects will roll over into the next year because we won't be able to complete them as we had planned, but this is just an update of where we are to date.
Okay. Questions for Ann? So, next item on the agenda is our annual advisory member appointment. So, at this time, we have three names before us for 2C.
Every calendar year, the advisory members are approved by the assembly. They serve a 1 year for each community in the borough which doesn't have an assembly member residing. The term, like I just said, is 1 year and it begins on January 1st. And the communities of Cold Bay, Falstaff, and Nelson Boone do not have an assembly member. So I sent out postings to those communities requesting letters of interest for the advisory seats in their community, and I received one for Cold Bay, Daly Shack, two for Falstaff, Tom Hoblett and Stephen Kennedy, and one for Nelson Lagoon, Samantha McNeely. And the assembly can choose how the advisory seats to serve for this new year, 2019, are decided by the assembly.
I think for the Falls Pass, since there's two there, I think we just take it to a paper vote on those. That would be the easiest. Only vote once.
And Tina, I believe since the only one that's not here is Brenda, and she's been excused because of something she had to do, an emergency or something. So everyone that's voting is here at the table, correct?
And I should point out the advisory is not elected for advisory.
To review what we've been talking about, we're just choosing one of the two nominees for Falls Pass at this time.
On the ballot, yes. Paper sure. Ballot. And those, do you want to repeat? Those are Tom Hoblett and...
Tom Hoblett and Stephen Kennedy are the two letters of interest we received for Falls Pass.
Advisory committee members of
and Samantha.
And Samantha McKinney.
And Samantha McKinney. False passing. Take a shot.
Second.
Okay. Yeah, second from Ingrid.
Yeah.
So, do we need a, we don't need a roll call. On a roll, do we? Yeah. When in doubt, roll
when
call.
When in doubt, roll call.
Carol?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Josie?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Ingrid?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
Angela? Well, yes, sorry.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Assembly, for that. And Angela, I really appreciated you on here. I think you represented your community very well. You will continue through this meeting representing your community, and a new one will take over come January. But appreciate what you've done. So, and the other, Justine is, well, she's on, too, for this meeting. I don't even know if she's on air or not, but I'm going to thank her. Justine's been on here for many, many years. She's been a great asset working through problems in the area and representing Nelson Lagoon. And we will also miss her presence on here. And from myself, the assembly, and the staff, too, same as Angela, we really appreciate the time and effort put in. New ones we have. Samantha will be coming on January. Welcome her aboard. And Daily Shack will be here in January. So we'll look forward to working with them. Did I miss anybody?
Tom.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if they're on here or not either, since we were having trouble connecting up with them earlier. But we had Chris Emmerich represented False Pass prior to this, and the seat became vacant a month or two back when they moved out of the area. So Tom will be the replacement come January, so, and welcome aboard to Tom, too, so looking forward to him. Okay. We added a third item under new business, Fish Working Group. Paul?
Thank you. I'll just make a motion that the borough recommended Mayor Alvin Osterback works with our area fishermen to assist in forming a fisheries work group to assist in the February of this year Board of Fish action.
Okay. So the motion is to have the mayor work through the staff with the local area fishermen to form a fish working group?
I think that covers it pretty good. If I may speak to it, Mr. Mayor.
We need a second.
Oh, sorry.
I'll second it.
Okay. Second by Joseph. Okay.
In the work group, we talked about it quite a bit, and it seemed like there was a consensus that this is not going to be any kind of official borough group, but the mayor's pretty good at talking to people and helping them. Not all the players, and I think it's going to be a great thing for our fishermen to work together to have so everyone feels like they're part of the process, and it's very important to have a consensus on a lot. lot of these actions that are possibly coming up in February. So I definitely would vote for it. I like the idea.
Okay. Any other discussion? Ingrid?
I support the idea of this. Do we need a motion to do that, or can we do it as a...
Well, you already,
directive, I guess.
You can do it as a directive, but I guess in this, because of the way it's stated, I think it's okay to do it in a motion.
Okay.
Any other comments on it? If there's no objection to it, it'll stand. And I work with Ernie and Charlotte and hopefully... to the assembly, we could put out a little blurb in an email or something weekly or whatever we decide work to let you know what progress is being made on. That's okay with everyone. Okay? We have kind of an extensive executive session. So prior to going into it, I think I'll allow, if there's any public comments now, what? Senior.
Department.
You know why I missed that? I'm going to talk with you about this. You didn't.
You got all those yellow pins. You need a highlight for it.
She left the sandwich. I know. Okay. I got to back up a little bit. We can't have a three-day meeting. Okay. Yes. Reports and updates. So we are going to start with Annie, and I should never forget these because this is a very important part of what we do. Sorry about that. Annie.
All right, Mayor Sprecksonley. My December report's in the packet. A lot of this I've discussed already, but I'll go through briefly. As I mentioned earlier, on one of the resolutions regarding the helicopter, USDOT has agreed to pay 100% of the EAS subsidy to the fixed wing and 50% of the helicopter portion, and then the borough would be responsible for the other 50%. By passing that previous resolution, we'll move forward with that, which is exciting, and will reduce our costs significantly for that project. The Coon Dock Breakwater, the Energy and Waters Appropriations Committee has finally signed off on the Corps' Continuing Authorities Program list. The Coon Breakwater Study is included in the list for start in FY18 and was the number one Alaska small project. Mayor Oshbeck, Brad Gilman, and I have met with the U.S. Army Corps in D.C. numerous times and also here with the Alaska District to get this project moving. With this agreement, which we hope to have before you soon, the Corps would pay the initial $100,000 to do the feasibility study, and then it would be a 50-50 split. We have monies appropriated in the budget for this already, which will come before you. As soon as we've got all the paperwork ready. Strategic initiatives, we spent 2 days, two wonderful, great days of strategic planning. So we'll have the new information before you hopefully by February. We're not going to be able to finish it before the January 10th meeting, but we'll have the upcoming plan before you, and then the quarter three for the current strategic plan is here in the packet. At the last meeting, I was asked what the borough's school district contribution can be. So I went and asked our attorney, Shane Levesque, and also called the State of Alaska Department of Education Department, and I have that here before you because I was unable to answer it at the time. But basically, the amount the borough can contribute to the school district is set forth in Alaska statute, which governs public school funding in Alaska. After the borough has made its mandatory local contribution, it may contribute additional funding that may be up to but may not exceed whichever is the greater of the following. One is an amount equal to a $2 million tax levy on the real and personal property in the district as of January 1 of the second preceding fiscal year, as determined by the State Department of Commerce. And the second is 23% of the school district's basic need calculation is determined by the state, plus any additional state federal funding distributed to the district during the fiscal year. So that's really confusing. I can't go into detail on that. I'd need to bring Shane in or Joe Levesque in to explain what that is. But Shane recommended I call Heather Teschner with the State Department of Education, and she said that based off of their FY20 calculations off their formula, which is based off of this 23%, that we are required as the borough to contribute $517,841 with an allowable additional of $1,361,662 with a max contribution of $1,879 and $503. I put a period in there. That's supposed to be a comma. So I hope that answers your questions. If there's any more detailed information you need about Alaska statute, I'd need to bring the attorney in to explain that further. But I just wanted to let you know that that's the answer to your question. A few other things, the PILT class action lawsuit is something that we submitted to be a part of that is moving. I believe in about 90 days that money will be distributed to all the folks that decided to contribute. So us as a borough, we will get some money back from that, and I can't find here what it is, but we will get the money back at that time, and I'll keep you updated as things move forward on that lawsuit. Other items, it's just we've been really busy prepping for these 3 days and moving forward, and it's been great. Thank you very much for all your guys' time.
Okay. Thank you for your report. Mary.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the Assembly. So first up, my strategic plan update. A lot of this we have discussed over the course of this week, so I won't go into great detail, but I just wanted to give you a very brief update of what I've been up to for my projects. So at Buchanan Harbor, of course, we're still working on the mitigation measures. Those are in progress and moving to quarter four. City of Accucan has been extremely helpful in getting all of their stuff done that is identified on this plan, so I'm still working with them and their consultants to get all of their documents in place, but they've been extremely helpful. I also wanted to mention that that ground lease that was approved last meeting has been executed by the city and the borough, so we're done with that, which is great, and they're on track to begin that project in the spring. Nelson Lagoon School renovations, as I mentioned last meeting, ECI did go out there and assess the Nelson Lagoon School. Annie and I are scheduled to meet with them to review that assessment in the next couple weeks. They got a little sidetracked with the earthquake stuff, but we are scheduled to get that assessment reviewed. And then once we finalize that, then we will deliver it to the Nelson Lagoon Tribal Council for their use. Cold Bay Clinic, as I mentioned at the planning session, I'm in the process of soliciting a quote from the architects that completed the last design to bring it up to code for 2020 construction. So that's in the process, again, because of the earthquake, they kind of got sidetracked, but in the next couple of weeks, I'll expect that quote, we can get that sorted out. And then for the Assembly's benefit, I know there was a lot of questions about the history of the project and why some decisions were made, so I did some research, and I compiled a short document that's attached to my report about the history of the project, why some decisions were made in terms of site selection, funding, and things like that. So I encourage you to read it over. If you have any questions, please contact me, but I just included that in there just for the Assembly's benefit and for the benefit of the public. So, and then office technology and connectivity, again, I went over this week, but working with our consultants or our contractors, iServices to bring our equipment, I guess, up to date, connect site-to-site VPN with all three of our borough offices, beef up our security, and make sure that our hard drives are doing what we need them to do. So that is progress. If there's any questions on that, we can move on to helicopter. Okay, great. So helicopter operations. In November, the helicopter transported 238 passengers, 8,278 pounds of mail and freight, and flew four charters carrying 104 passengers. Any questions?
If I may back up a little bit about your VPN.
Sure.
I don't. Not Sue Burrow and another borough got kind of hacked. In fact, really cost them a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this getting the VPN will increase our chances of getting messed up. It's something to think about as well. I don't expect
yeah.
to answer that anyway. But
yeah, that's a good point.
It's could be a big problem that would be expensive to solve. So I'm sure everybody's up to speed in Alaska, our internet provider. Maybe they can explain how this would be better for us in that regard.
Yeah, definitely. And part of the plan for this strategic planning year and for this quarter, I'm doing doing, writing up an entire plan for all this implementation of the new things we're doing. And so in that plan, we'll be able to explain why it will be a benefit and how we're going to beef up security in order to keep all of our documents secure and away from people that don't need them. So, okay. And moving on, I guess, other items, just mentioning things that I've been doing the last month. Went to AML. Many of you were there and saw me. Of course, I've been helping Annie plan for the strategic planning session, so I hope you all enjoyed this week. And then also, of course, we hired a new administrative assistant, which you've all met, Lenora Jushkin. She's been great, really been a help this week, so excited to have her on board. And, yeah, if there's any other questions, feel free to contact me. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Mary. Laura.
Thank you, Mayor Osterbach and members of the Assembly. I have been working on a number of things. The promotional items that we handed out at the Pacific Marine Expo were a big hit, and I'm told that we ran out at the end of day one. Normally, day three, we're still trying to push out those calendars so we don't have to pack up as much. So it was nice to know that they were so popular, so we may have to consider ordering more next time around. And also the phone stickers, they're kind of a thing that goes on the back of phones. They were Mayor Osterbach's idea. Those went very, very quickly, so I'll have to order more of those next time around, too. Right now I'm working on the borough's annual report, which is going to include everything in it from all sorts of projects, the Yacoon, Akatan, Dock and Breakwater, the transportation link there, the Akatan Harbor, Cold Bay Dock repairs, Falls Pass Harbor, that project, the Cape Cove Access Project, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm working on that as well as school building assessments, how much money is being spent, what the status is of each one, as well as bond service that the borough owes. So we can kind of spell that out, as well as fishery advocacy. So there's quite a bit there. Some information I'm going to be leaning on Annie to get, as well as Roxanne and financial information, so just waiting to get that back. So it's partially put together, just have some more details to put in there. Aside from that, I'm just recently sent out some surveys having to do with the communication section of the strategic plan. Just looked a little while ago. So far I've gotten 42 responses, complete surveys, and it's been a little less than a week, so pretty good. So still getting more, and I've kind of got it broken down by community, how many have responded, so kind of exciting. Anyway, it's different questions that ask your level of satisfaction or dissatisfaction with, say, GPI cell service, Alaska, internet, that sort of thing. So I will be able to present that to the next assembly meeting since we have more responses. Also, I'm going to be working on a press release soon. We're still waiting for the judge's ruling, King Cove land exchange. Not sure exactly when that's going to come down, but I'm going to kind of start putting some background information and getting prepared for that. Other than that, I'm going to work on another In the Loop, and it'd be nice to feature a story on Logan being the youth representative on the assembly, if his parents are okay with that. And also just report on what happened at our recent planning session for members of the community that were unable to make it out here, so they'll have those. That pretty much wraps it up. If you have any questions, please let me know. Thank you.
One quick one.
Good one. In the past, I think you've helped book hotel rooms at the Board of Fish meeting. Mm-hmm. Are you doing that again this year?
Yeah, actually, what we have going is that any fishermen who are interested in going, if they mention the Aleutians East Borough, they'll get a room for $100. If you want a junior suite, it's $150, so it's a pretty good deal. So be sure to mention the borough's name for any fishermen out there that can take part. And I can certainly help book that if they would like, or if they want to do it on their own, that's fine too. But be sure to mention the borough's name. Is that right? Sheraton. Downtown. Jordan.
If the borough books it, is it that tax
exemption? Question.
I mean, that
can
serve
$10, $15 a night. Yeah, to find that out. Anything else? Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And so everybody knows, too, when February rolls around, Laura will also be at the meetings to help out and work with newspapers or whoever's there to kind of help us a little bit on it. So,
when
anyway.
What's the exact date for the Board of Fish and Game?
21st through the 27th?
Yeah.
February.
21st.
Right. So. Okay, thank you. And Ernie, you're up next.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My report is in your packet. I'm passing a handout around. I'll explain a little bit later after it's around. I'll try to be brief. North Cliff Council, the resolution that you guys passed in order to support the vessel limitation was the motion came from the council. Pretty disappointing. They no further action, but to update the discussion paper with 2018 numbers. Also mentioned in my report the T7 item for pollock and Pacific cod seasonal allocations for the Gulf of Alaska. That'll come up as final action in April. There's still some adjustments to be made to that. The acting commissioner was in and around the halls. I do want to mention that there's going to be a big push for Gulf ground fish rationalization again, and so the assembly may want to dust off some of your old resolutions or figure out any position that you may want to take on a renewed effort to rationalize Gulf ground fish. I want to mention we have a couple of NIFWIF grants, the kelp grant that Charles and me talked about, and then the much bigger one is the electronic monitoring. A lot of money. We're basically the administrator, although we're already being asked to do some more support items, so we may come to for a little bit more match on our part on that. Let me talk about this handout. Every year, there's a report that comes out. It's called the Fisheries of the United States. This is 2017, and so on page 13 of the report, it shows U.S. commercial landings. And Dutch Harbor, again, is in the news, the top port in the nation. But if you look on the back page of that, you'll see how Alaska Peninsula and Aleutian Islands, if you took out those other communities, I think, and you added Alaska Peninsula and Aleutian Islands together, I think you'd find that Aleutian's East Borough might come out as the top port if you could do that. You can't do that, I think, mostly for confidentiality. It bugs me every year, but I wanted to bring it to people's attention. We're a pretty big player as well as far as quantity of pounds. Last thing, again, the biggest thing we're doing is preparing for Board of Fish. You talked about it a little bit. We do have Eric Volk in the audience, and I was going to ask him just to say a couple words. We're on the radio, Eric, if that's okay with the mayor.
Yes.
A couple of words. Mayor, members of the Assembly, thanks for having me. Eric Volk here. I'm a retired fishery scientist from Fish and Game and previous chair of the WASIP study advisory panel. And I'm here to, through the Natural Resources Department and the mayor, I'm here to help area fishermen prepare for and get through the February board fish meeting. That's what I'm up to. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Nice to meet all of you, too.
Sure.
Great to attach faces.
Sure.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. No, I have a question to him. Oh, okay. Go ahead. If I may follow up on Ernie's comments. First of all, we have a new canner, so it'll be three canners. Perhaps the data will be changed, because I think three is a magic number where you can report things. However, I was at the North Pacific Council meeting from Monday through Sunday every day, and I'll just give a little addition to a little bit of news, and that's, of course, the new administration. I mean, a mandatory vote for the state of Alaska, and it does appear that John Moeller and Carla will be doing the vote for the state. The commissioner right now probably won't do it. Whoever they pick as commissioner, that'll be in January. And there'll be two seats change also. Buck Lakaitis is kind of like from False Pass, and Teresa from Kodiak may or may not get replaced. There's going to be some big changes, and it appears we're going to a new administration is, we'll see how it works out, but right now it's, I think the borough is going to be working harder to keep things on the table. So we'll see how that goes, but that's a little info. Maybe some people don't, most people know that. Thank you.
Okay. Just wanted to applaud the assembly for 3 days of hard work, especially Logan. And this is not usually 3 days long.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Ernie. Charlotte, do you have anything for us?
No, nothing.
Yeah, right.
I never have anything to say. Okay. Mayor and Assembly. So just to start off on my report, you'll see I've got Board of Fish there. We've talked about this quite a bit, so I won't go into too much detail, but obviously we had the fishermen's meeting in Seattle where lots of people showed up, and I got a chance to meet a lot of folks, and there wasn't as much discussion, but we've had ongoing meetings. Some of you were there last night, so that's been really great. And I put a little bit in here about the community work group. I won't go into that since we've already talked about it, but that's something we've been working on and compiling a lot of research, and I know we haven't had it disseminated to a larger audience yet, but we have done quite a bit of work on the back end here as far as getting research together and resources available for fishermen. I had the pleasure of attending my first plan team meeting and then also through the council meeting. So just quickly, I'll talk about that. I've been from the beginning sort of following the developments of this risk assessment matrix, which I'll just tell you there was a lot of discussion from the very beginning, even within the plan team, about how conflicting this matrix is and how there was just a lot of debate about its purpose and where they wanted to go with it and how they were going to apply it. And you'll see in the numbers that I listed there, just one of the most obvious discrepancies was the difference between how they listed cod as a concern for level 4, whereas Paul's at level 2, but they had a higher reduction, additional reduction from max ABP from pollock than they did from cod, so very confusing, and everybody made that very clear. And then at the SSC, I did testify about my concerns about the matrix, and I believe it was well received. At the AP, I'm sorry, not at the SSC. And then for the council, I just kind of put some of the final motion numbers in there. And I would also note that for this matrix, the final motion was to support the authors of the models sort of filling out this matrix for all the stocks of concerns and then being able to present that information to the SSC, but then allowing them to make the final call on whether to use the risk matrix and to apply any additional reductions to max ABC. So not having that be done by the model authors, which I thought was kind of a big compromise. Moving on to projects, as you all know, I'm super excited about the kelp grant. We did get that. It was for about $71,000 plus the $75,000 match, so it's around $145,000 total for the project. I was slated to go out to Accutan a couple weeks ago with Mary, but as weather would have it, we didn't make it. But the permitting period is beginning the first of the year and will go through the end of April. So I plan on visiting Sandpoint, Salt Pest, and Accutan for the end of April. That is my goal, to do some of the initial sightings for the project. As far as EM, I'm helping as much as I can with the grant administration for Ernie, and he briefly mentioned it, but I've been talking with Saltwater about the possibility of maybe having an on-call position and training a local in King Cove and Sandpoint to assist with small EM tasks throughout this grant period where it would be cost prohibitive to send out an actual tech from Saltwater. As you all know, it's really expensive to ask the community. So that's something we've been talking about. I did have a chance to meet with Natural Resource Consultants, Inc. from Seattle, who are sort of the leaders in some marine debris removal. And I have some very willing fishermen in King Cove who've been very generous in helping collect some preliminary data on being able to pull marine debris out during some of their trips and what they're finding, how long it's taking them, and stuff like that. So I hope to maybe get a project like that going next year. And we're looking at some potential NICFA funding where we'd be able to pay the fishermen. I've gone through this before with all of you, so that's where we're at with that.
And then just for your all's reference, in the event that an emergency comes up for the council, I'm just preparing myself, educating myself on the council process and how emergency rulings are handled and how we move through that process from beginning to end. So in the event something comes up, I'll be ready, we'll be ready, we'll know how to move forward quickly and respond. So with that, do you have any questions?
Well, quick one. Thank you, Charlotte. Ernie, probably for both of you guys, but the electronic monitoring grant for salt water. I haven't seen any budget numbers. I think all the assembly would appreciate keeping updated on if there's any budget sheets that come out and how that's working.
We can distribute that proposal if you want to. So it's a grant of about $430,000 and a match of about $700,000, and most of that is full-time and school, and that comes from the staff. We have from our time a match of about
$17,000. Did we have it in one of our packets last month before or something?
I think there's probably been a link to it, but I can.
You might check it. Might be because I've read it.
Yeah.
But then you might have sent it to me too.
Yeah, we can get a team engine from somewhere, and I just wanted you guys to see how valuable.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Okay, so we are down to AMOL, our maintenance department.
Yes, Mr. Mayor and Assembly members, I didn't get my report in your packets. Sorry about that. And I just got back from King Cove and did the triangle flight in between Sam Point and Cold Bay, so I didn't have to come do a big round trip out here to Anchorage. Went and put new lights, outside lights up for the office over there, and they're very bright. They're LEDs, and they're 80 watts, and really nice lights. Took pictures when I was in Cold Bay of some of the work that we may have coming up out there with the pop-up bracings and everything, just so that I got a better understanding of what is out there and what we need to go through. And for November, vacation through Thanksgiving, AML, and just been busy. I got a bunch of work coming through for the contractors now coming into Sandpoint. One out of the three have gotten back to me and said they're ordering materials, and hopefully they'll be back in there by the end of January. So, and hopefully it ends up that they get in there when the basketball teams are out on their road trip, so that won't mess up with anything of that. And other than that, just been working away on a whole bunch of this construction stuff with more Sandpoint School. And if there's any questions.
Any questions? Thank you, Emil.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Now that we have all the reports out of the way, and before we go into executive session, I guess since the reports are done, you know, I appreciate everybody's effort on this and the last couple of days that we've been here working hard, all of us, including the assembly, putting up with everybody. I really appreciate it all. And I just so you know, I'm still working on my proposal on limited entry permits. And we're making a little bit of headway. So during AML, I presented it at AML. They had a resolution, and it passed. A couple of questions were asked, but other than that, it went right through the AML. So that's a lot of support when you get the Alaska Municipal League and Swampsea behind it. You know, and then, of course, the borough is behind it, and the City of King Cove gave us a resolution. So I think as I move forward with this, at some point here, I will have, we're going to see if we can arrange a meeting with UFA, United Fishermen of Alaska, at one of their board meetings. I've already presented to them, but we need to do a follow-up they were talking about doing a committee, because there's also another proposal by Bruce Shockley, I believe it is, that has a lot of commonality to what I have, so I think they want to take a look at a couple of them. I've been toying around with the idea. The only part of Alaska I missed is southeast, and they have kind of like a Swampsy, but it's Southeast Conference or something like that. I don't know what their schedules are or anything, but we're going to find that out. And then after that, probably the next step during legislative session, once they get this all figured out, is to find somebody that will sponsor a bill to bring it forward to the Legislative Fisheries Committee, once we figure out who all those people are going to be. And they're familiar with it. I brought it to them last year, and probably on one of the trips to Juneau, they'll do up another white paper that I could give to those that we see on there, like governor staff, governor, we get to meet with them, just to get it on everybody's radar and keep pushing along on it until somebody tells me this is not going to work. Other than that, before we go into executive session, I think the executive session might be a little lengthy, so I'm going to allow for any public that's here or out in the communities to make comments at this time if they wish. That way they won't have to remain or come back after the executive session's over. We will go back online after the executive session as we're required to, but this will give you time to do it now if you want. So are there any public comments at this time? Okay. What? Oh, you can't do that behind me.
I'm happy to say thank you for the presentation, the planning session that took place this week. It's good to see that, you know, the borough is responsive to the various community needs and is a willing partner on a lot of those issues. And secondly, I'd like to invite borough staff to come out to Sandpoint for a city council meeting. We have them pretty much every Tuesday of each month, every second Tuesday. So if any staff should ever in town or come out for that express purpose, always welcome. Just as fun as they even more fun.
And do you also have a teleconference company?
Yes, we do.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
I got another one. I didn't even know these guys were back here.
Harry.
I can't let Jordan and Sam point out to us. King Cove also appreciates the hard work that Annie, the mayor, the whole staff put into the strategic planning process. As I said yesterday, it's good stuff. It's people, real people doing the real jobs that need to be done for this very unique region of the state. So big kudos to all of you. And look forward to continuing to see King Cove.
Okay. Thank you. No?
not public comment.
Oh. Okay. Okay, hearing no other public comment, we need to recess into executive session. Tina, do you have rules and regulations?
We need a motion.
And do we need, at that motion, do we need to add, subtract who gets...
Correct. You need to, the assembly needs to take action on any other participants other than yourselves, ask who is attending. There's a...
Are we going to introduce each one separately?
Oh, that was something that we talked about, remember, when it came up in the workshop, and I had stated that we would do each one separately, but I take it we don't have to do it that way?
You don't have to, but if you could list the other participants under each subject, it would make my life easier.
So then those participants, if they're not in for that...
They have to be.
Yeah.
Oh, correct.
Okay. Sure.
Well, Mr. Mayor, just a question on procedure. I kind of thought, you know, if we have executive session... for like four different items, it's going to be a little confusing in the meeting. Personally, I like the idea of a quick adjournment. Might get a little break after each one anyway. And wouldn't add but a couple more minutes to the meeting, and it would just make things clearer of what we're doing. Because we can kind of get lost in the process and start talking about everything pretty easily.
We do that.
Yeah, it's easy.
Madam Clerk, is that fine with you?
Fine with me.
Okay, so we need a motion, and who's included? And a second?
I move that we go into an executive session for the King Cobra Bay Real Estate Litigation with the attendees of the assembly, the advisory assembly members, and the mayor, Clerk Anderson, Administrator Bailey, Assistant Administrator Teshi, Attorney Steve Silver, Borough Attorney Joe Levesque, and City of King Cove Administrator Gary Henney.
Yes. I'd like to make comment, but I don't know when it's appropriate.
I need a second.
I'll second it.
Okay. Alex?
Because it says litigation, I don't have any problem with attorneys being executive session because they do have to advise us. I'm not sure Mr. Henning, even though he knows a lot of things about people, wrote for sure. I'm not sure if that's appropriate or not. I just assume have our lawyer say, yes, that's appropriate or not. You can get on Ben and hope who we invite in executive sessions are covered by Title 29, and you have to be careful on who you invite and who you don't invite. Just my two cents. I could be way offline.
Is Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe no offense to get ready to just procedure.
Mr. Mayor, maybe we could have staff comment to Paul's concern just because it was their recommendation.
Could Joe look at the list of advisors? So it's not his blessing then. They took the list to Joe before they brought it here.
And if you would like, I can speak on that. I think Gary's very critical to being, and he's been involved in it for the last 30 years, so I think it would be very valuable for him to be in attendance.
I have no problem with Gary being here. I mean, I agree with what Patty said. He's kind of been the spearhead for this for many, many years, and now the borough's come on board and took a little more control, but Gary certainly knows a lot about this.
Is there a second?
That answer your question? Or do you want to ask me to tell?
Here.
So the question is it proper for Administrator Henning to sit in the executive session on King Cole Colbert Road?
Sure. If the assembly invites him.
Okay. That's settled. So as far as the motion goes, he's been invited.
I second it.
Yes,
she seconded.
Of this?
Yes.
So we can vote on this?
No, it was part of the motion. I just had a clarification.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't hear you, so soft-spoken. I didn't hear everybody who said, if you could just...
Certainly. The assembly, the advisory assembly members, the mayor, our clerk, our administrator, assistant clerk, our attorney, Steve Silver, our borough attorney, Joe Levesque, and our city administrator from King Cove, Gary Henning.
Is that assistant clerk?
Administrator.
Okay. So we have the motion on the floor. There's no other discussion on it. Questions on the motion? Do we need questions on the motion? On the executive session? Or do I just declare we're going to? Huh? Okay. So, we will, we'll recess? Yeah. From the regular meeting, okay?
Yeah.
So we're going to recess from the regular meeting at this time and reconvene into executive session. So,
going on 5 minutes.